Welcome to The Gag Order, the unofficial Drag Race review mini-series from the crew at Apocalypse and Avocados. Okay, yes, we're a little late to the runway, but fashionably late is still a serve, darling, and we're about to make up for lost time with all the sequins, sass, and shade we can carry. Today, we've got a special guest with us. Martin is here, gracing us with his commentary and questionable opinions, while Carissa is off doing something hilarious, chaotic, and probably illegal in 3 states. We'll check on her later. So buckle up, tuck it back, and let's get into this season like Michelle Visage gets into a queen's contour. Quick reminder for our doom scrollers tuning in to the audio only version of this episode. You can find the video version with Queen's looks on our YouTube channel or find the images we are reviewing at the links in the episode description so you can follow along. Before we sashay into the reviews, a quick disclaimer. The images and clips discussed in this podcast are being used under fair use for commentary and review purposes only. We are in no way affiliated with RuPaul's Drag Race, World of Wonder, VH1, MTV, or Paramount Plus. All opinions expressed are entirely our own, and we say them with love, not hate. We are huge fans of the show, the art, and the queens. And this series is our way of engaging with the community, celebrating the talent, and living our best lives through a little glitter-fueled conversation. And if we roast a look or clock a performance, just know, it's all in good fun. We could never do what these queens do.
All right.
Welcome, Doom Scrollers and Drag Race fans alike. This is the first episode of The Gag Order, and we know that we're a bit late, but in honor of Pride season, we really wanted to get caught up and bring you a review of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 10. We're going to give you a little disclaimer here. We know that the orange bracket is completed and the 3 semifinalists have already been selected. We'll touch on that at a later date, but we're going to start off with the pink bracket today. So we've got a lot to go through and we're just going to kind of jump into things. But as I'm getting things set up, I just wanted to mention how I became a Drag Race fan. And that's all thanks to Peter. Peter introduced me to Drag Race and he created the little Drag Race terrorist that I am now.
Absolutely not. I don't know what you're talking about. That did not happen.
Oh, it did.
Nope. I'm going to stand true to that.
And we do have... Oh, I was going to say, we do have Martin here with us, our honorary avocado, who is also a big Drag Race fan, or drag fan in general.
Yeah, no. I would believe that you were the one that got Peter into it.
With how
obsessed you are with it, which... is not a dig because I also am obsessed and I listen to all the podcasts and gotta watch all the YouTube videos that there are, but
it was my fault. I'll admit it.
I never watched it until he finally convinced me that I needed to, and then I became obsessed.
Yeah.
Now I can't get enough of it.
It happens fast. I did start watching it since it like first started airing on like Logo, so there's that. Okay. But
oh, back in the day.
I remember when it aired originally, but I didn't follow it then. I'd seen bits and pieces. It was around season 5 or 6 that I got hooked. And season 6 is probably my all-time favorite season. But yeah, that's around the time I got hooked.
I made you watch when it was the season after Sharon won.
Yeah, Alaska's season.
Six, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, I loved that. That was so good. All right, so jumping into things, because like I said, we got a lot to go through, so let me share this really quick. So first, we have just a quick look at the promo picture for the pink bracket. We have Georges, Carrie Colby, Lydia Butthole Collins, Mistress Isabel Brooks, Nicole Page Brooks, and Tina Burner.
Yeah, they look awesome. I like Tina's. Yeah, it's very different. And I love Lydia already, but I fucking can't stand Mistress.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Mistress gives us the same silhouette every single time.
Yeah.
This image,
and even when
I
she does
love.
It still manages to be the same.
When it's zoomed out, it looks like she has a mustache on. But I know she doesn't.
but I can't help but see that.
Yeah, the lips she draws on look like the freaking, you remember Monsters, Inc.? When they tie the little kid to the monster to the chair and put that little sucky machine on it. And then his lips are like, that's what they look like to me.
I'm not going to lie. This is the best Nicole Page Brooks has ever looked.
Yeah, yes. I agree. I really like
to the first two episodes. Like, I actually like this, like, with everyone. She looks the best she's looked all season.
I agree. Yeah. And we'll get to a bigger picture of them. Let me get to that here. We'll start with Georges, and we'll look at her promo look and her entrance look. So we have Georges here. I don't hate it. There are things I like, but I feel like it's very similar to what we've seen from her before in the silhouette of the bodysuit part.
Yeah, it's not very elevated for her. I think the only thing that's different from what she normally does is she's wearing gloves.
Yeah, but I don't even like the gloves. Like, I don't like the color of the gloves. Like, I don't mind the gloves. I just don't like the color of the gloves. I feel like if it was like something that had a more contrast between like the pinks and the like purples that she has right now, I feel like it would be like more striking.
Yeah,
I agree.
Or even if she had like a stocking on, like black gloves and a black stocking, or like something to like
to tie the black in more,
judge it up. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't mind it.
I do not like the like veil thing that's going on. It reminds me of like when you were baby gaze and you would tie a sheet around your head and start singing to like emulate that you had hair, long flowy hair. That's what it looks like to me.
It's actually one of the things I do like about it.
Yeah, I kind of like the flowiness and the drapery of it, and maybe that's why, because I was that gay that would put a towel around my head and think I was hot shit.
Jumping off the bed with like a huge sheet ponytail.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not bad, but I think that there's no elevation in her look right there.
I feel like her All Stars 9 promo look was better as far as elevation goes. But it was still very similar to this.
Hmm. Next.
It's an all right. Yeah.
Next, we have her entrance look.
It's a little scallop potato. Or a little scallop.
Yeah, she does look like a... But it's just like the pearl potatoes, coming like out of an oyster. Yeah. Is that what pearls come from? Oysters or clams?
Oysters.
Oysters. Okay, good.
I'm very hungry right now.
She looks like a fucking powder puff. That's what I'm getting. Or
I'm just
like
thinking seafood now. It just looks like a piece, like a shrimp, and she's just like inside the shrimp. She's the turd inside the shrimp tail.
I like her shoes. I can't zoom in on them, but I tried to. The shoes are cute.
I like the actual outfit as well. I'm just not sure about like the back piece, if it was needed. Or maybe if it was different, if it was altered. If the back piece was altered, I think it would look better. But like, I like the dress, I like the shoes, like everything she's wearing besides what's strapped her back.
I just don't understand the like these red or orange stones here.
The amber.
Amber, yeah.
I just feel like why are they there? I don't
see that either.
She looks like a Polly Pocket.
Yes. Yes, definitely like a Polly Pocket.
And her hair.
That was her inspiration. I'm giving it to her.
Her hair makes me think of an ice cream cone.
Let's be honest, Georges is way too young to know about Polly Pocket.
They made it after her. When she was in the womb, she was that small. She was as small as Polly Pocket.
I like everything she's wearing. I don't like the back. I feel like either she could get rid of the back, or she needs to add something different on the back. So I'm going to tie the colors in more, because I feel like it's just like a little disjointed, but that's just me.
No, I agree with you completely.
I agree.
Not terrible, but it could have been zhuzhed up.
Yeah.
The color palette is just a little bit jarring.
I feel like it is washing her out a little bit too, because she's not that pale.
Anyway, next.
All right, next we've got
the Nicole Page for us.
Carrie Colby.
Love her. Love her.
Love Carrie.
I am absolutely loving Carrie being back this time around, because she is so much more confident than she was the first time, and she just like fully knows who she is. Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah, this is a stunning look. I don't, there's nothing I can, I mean, the bow, the hair bow on the top is a little strange, mainly because it's the only thing that has like a different, like a lighter hue of pink, and it just kind of draws your eye to it. But the rest of the
look is
awesome.
I remember when we first saw this look, we kind of like picked it apart because there were just so many elements, but like, I feel like there's like, you can't help but love everything and then look at it longer. If you hate it and you're just like, oh, I actually like that.
Yeah,
the longer you look at it, you're like, okay, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember when I first saw it, I thought it was too busy.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of cool looking.
I think it's just because we like her.
Well, I like the intricacy of like the legs here where it's like these little strips of material and you can kind of like see her leg through it. It's interesting. And you can see it again on the arms as well. I really like this look. The more I look at it, like Martin said, the hair, the first time I saw it, it felt kind of like Peter said, but the more I've seen it, the more I feel like it's starting to look cohesive to me and look like I'm starting to understand it more. I almost feel like she's like a superhero.
Making me hungry. Her hair looks like bao buns.
I can see that.
Harry bao buns.
Carrie Colby's entrance look here. I love this. I think it's really cool looking.
I like the hair. I hate the outfit.
I love the body and well, love the hair, love the body, love the face.
I am sure.
I don't know. This just looks like it's stapled to her. That's why I don't like it.
I don't know. It looks very high fashion to me. That's I think why I like it. Next we have Lydia Butthole Collins, her entrance look. Which I'm not a huge fan of this look.
No.
It just
everyone
looks
loves the bag.
Yeah, the bag I like the bag.
And the bag is an item.
I like the bag. I love her makeup. I think it's very interesting. But the
one thing I don't like about her makeup is the way that she contours her nose.
Yeah.
It makes her look like a pig. And I don't know if that's what she's going for, but it makes you look like this is going up. And she's actually a cute boy.
She is. I feel like this outfit would look better if she didn't have all the writing on it with the potatoes drawn on it. Because I'm looking at it from afar now. And if it didn't have that, you could focus more on the structure of it. And like, you know, like the little rip, like the strips of it on the bottom. I feel like the drawing or painting design on it takes away.
She's making me want potato chips. That's it.
Yeah, that's about all I have to say. But I do know that that is something that she brought on her for her original season and didn't end up wearing. So I believe that's part of why.
Like that?
Yeah, it looked just like that in the Whatcha Packin' episode with Michelle.
I just wanted to see if there was any alterations onto it.
I mean, not that I could notice.
Yeah,
but
she put it on. That's the alteration.
Oh, we did her backwards. Sorry, guys. Here's her promo look, which this I think is phenomenal.
Yeah, I love this.
It's very Vegas-esque to me.
It's very cat tree.
I can see where you're
that's
going
all
with
I
that.
I can think. I'm like, ooh, she looks fun to spot on her.
Yeah, I could see the cats loving these little dangly things on her arms.
I don't know if
and
Vegas
her
is
head,
what she
look,
was
she has two perch. She's just perching there.
Yeah.
I don't know if she is going for Vegas, but I'm getting more celestial kind of goddess with the headdress.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the Vegas thing is more because of like the feathers and the sparkles for me.
And the cat toys.
Demon twink, demon flamingo.
Yes. Demon twink at the flamingo.
Yeah, demon twink at the flamingo. That sounds great. Love it. That's Thanksgiving.
And next we have Mistress Isabel Brooks.
I'm out.
Peter's done. He is just done.
I'm gorgeous. Out.
Phenomenal. Just impeccable.
That's a word for her. Not the word I would have chosen.
It looks like she either ran out of fabric or an animal wanted to eat her.
Wouldn't you have run out of fabric?
Not in a good way. Like they wanted to get rid of her.
I think the biggest thing we have to talk about here is the fact that she actually has a shoe on that's more than a 1-inch heel.
Yes, for once.
Ew. Anyways. It looks like an unbaked loaf of bread.
You know, this actually reminds me of something Eureka wore before.
Everything she wears reminds me of what Eureka wore. I guess it's like a Texas drag thing. Like, I'm not sure. But it's like, that's all you're wearing.
I thought Eureka was from Tennessee.
It's a southern big girl drag pageant. No, wait. It's a southern pageant thing. Like, the hair loafs, they wear the same kind of hair loafs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the same, like, true. The shoulder pads and the hips. It's very similar. I don't want to say the same. It's very similar. I just don't like these. Are they nude cutouts? And I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's mainly because I don't like her, and her neck reminds me of a doucher,
and it,
like a douche squirter.
I keep thinking of the neck brace.
It reminds me of like a butt plug, like, you know, the bottom of the butt plug, how it's flared out like that.
It, so it doesn't just want it to get lost.
Her head is the plug.
Yes, I was just going to say that. No one wants that pulled out.
It'll clean your colon out nice. With that Q-tip, that little loaf of hair.
Someone pinched it off too soon.
Speaking of the hair loaf, there she is with a loaf.
Oh my god.
In her entrance look.
I actually like the dress.
I don't like where it cuts off. I don't like that weird patch of shoe skin.
I don't think that it cut off originally, Martin. I think that she walked and it ripped.
No, I'm not saying that. I just don't like that piece of skin showing where the shoe goes. It just throws, it's like a pant. Like, maybe if she had like a whole, her whole leg out, it would look better.
It doesn't bother me. I just think that the heel isn't big enough.
I think that if she had a shoe that went higher and like made it connect more, it would give that effect. I don't love it. I don't
maybe
hate
even,
it.
Maybe even like a strap. Like, you just like,
yeah. Just like a strap where that pant like piece ends to cover up the cuff piece of it and make it look more uniform.
The hair doesn't do anything for me though.
I feel like it looks too small for her head.
Yeah. What was the structure?
It looks like she has a raisin on top of her head. Just like a raisin.
She looks like a paintbrush.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit out there. I don't know. I don't like the hair. The rest of it's good.
That paintbrush is made for white hands.
That's really fucked up. You were saying about my dress comment. That was fucking worse.
Now we have Nicole Paige Brooks. I love this. I think she looks great.
Like, maybe that's... she has in the crotch area, but like, I guess that's her thing. If she got rid of that, I feel like it would flow nicer.
Yeah.
Honestly, you want to be 100% honest, this is the best she's looked in the entire season.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love the little Vita Boheme kind of hood that she's got going on, plus the cut of the dress. Tu Wong Fu, very Patrick Swayze.
Yeah,
I like
the
cut of the top, too. I like the way it's draped over as well. I'm just like, too much bling going on in the crotch area. Like, I feel if she, even the belt is nice, but just right there, like the crotch, if it was just the same color as everything else, I feel like it would break it up a bit.
But do you think it's also because of the way she's standing? The stance is kind of awkward.
Maybe. No.
I mean, maybe that.
But see how her pant comes down to where the shoe starts?
Yeah, see, and that's exactly what I'm saying about Mistress. It cuts off at the foot, so it doesn't have that awkward. It doesn't have that awkward cut off.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's just, like you said, it's too sparkly. I think the shoe, if it were black, it would look awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Now we will talk about her entrance look.
Oh, no.
It's a choice, that's for sure.
You know what? I wouldn't hate it if it didn't have the Brooks across her crotch. It's just the way it's placed, also. Maybe not the positioning of it, but the way it's placed, I don't know.
It also kind of gives me Juicy Velour jumpsuit.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could see that too. But again, even the Brooks on it, I like the rest of it. I just don't like where the Brooks is placed.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like the crotch.
She needed something to break it up to. It's very monochromatic, but you can't really see the detail in it because that cape or that lobe looks like it was constructed very well.
Yeah. But you're right, the color, gloves. It just all blends together.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gloves actually have a quilted look on them, like a padded quilt on them, but you can't see it.
Yeah, it looks like it has some type of texture to it, or stones or something, but you can't really tell what it is. I don't like that the pant is up above her shoe. I feel like that looks really weird.
Her hair is nice, but it should have been a different color. It's too shiny. Like we know it's fake. We know it's synthetic, but at least some of them look like it could be their actual hair on their head.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Kind of takes you out of it when you look at her and she's completely shiny up top.
We've got Tina Burner here.
I didn't like Tina before. I kind of love her now. This is very elevated from her original season.
I had my doubts about her, but after seeing a little bit further ahead, this is all right. It's constructed well, I guess. Wasn't expecting to see her show up like this.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think it looks nice. It's not my favorite look that I've ever seen on a queen, but it's definitely elevated from a lot of the things I've seen from her before. I think the colors look good on her. It's nice to see her in something other than orange, red, and yellow.
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald. Yeah, this is, for me, this is really good. I like it. For knowing
very elevated. Her makeup looks good. The feathers, yeah.
I also love her attitude this season compared to the last time she was on. She felt like a mean girl last time, and now she just seems like she's really there to try and win.
Well, because Mistress is there, so now she's the meanest of them all.
That's true.
I don't like this look.
Yeah, not a huge fan of this.
Like the gloves.
I don't like the way I don't know what this is called. Like this part right here. I'm just just looks like flimsy and floppy and just not.
No, it looks like the thing that you use on the grill to get the hot dogs.
Oh my God.
It does.
Like the prongs. I don't know. Like, I don't like
it. I want to put a marshmallow on top of her and just put her over the fire. Actually, I don't even have to put her over the fire. Her hair will.
Yeah, I don't like this one.
Yeah,
it's white and she's a marshmallow on a fire.
Oh my God, she is.
I didn't realize how white her skin was.
Yeah.
I always thought she was tan.
Well, thank you for joining us for the first episode of The Gag Order. Again, we're sorry that it's late, but we will be back with more episodes to get you caught up on what we're thinking about this season of Drag Race All Stars. So join us next time. And until then, stay chaotic. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.